USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia says it told U.S. Ambassador John Sullivan that President Biden's decision to label Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal has put Russian-American relations on the verge of rupture. Biden's comments came weeks after opening an investigation into possible war crimes by Russia against its neighbor Ukraine. Republican Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb vetoed a bill Monday that would have banned transgender girls from taking part in girls' sports in schools. Holcomb's action set him apart from 11 other Republican governors who in recent years signed similar bills into law. Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned President Biden, saying his efforts to revive the Iran nuclear deal would be catastrophic and a dangerous development.
To have the Ayatollahs have nuclear weapons is the most dangerous development on the world scene that we could possibly imagine. But that's exactly where this deal is leading.
USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me. For the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Cutting gas taxes at the state level may help, as some of them counter America's high, out-of-control energy costs.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan signed emergency bipartisan legislation to immediately suspend the state of Maryland's gas tax for 30 days.
Which makes Maryland the first state in the nation to immediately suspend collection of the gas tax. As we continue to stand in solidarity against Russian aggression in Ukraine, and as Marylanders face the impact of surging inflation with the average price of gas rapidly rising, this bipartisan action will provide some relief from the pain at the pump.
Georgia became the second state to cut their gas tax, and 17 other governors are considering the same legislation. Reporting from the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
It was on this day in 1993 the Intel Corporation produced its first Pentium microprocessor. Intel holds about 80% of the world's market share in the PC microprocessor business. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
For years, mainstream media and Democrat leaders have been lying about Hunter Biden's laptop, all in the name of protecting their guy, over the truth. Now that the laptop has been confirmed as authentic, containing incriminating evidence against the Biden family, and may have also altered a presidential election because of the truth being hidden. Podcaster Joe Rogan calls out President Biden for lying.
New York Times just now is admitting that the Hunter Biden laptop is real. And, you know, we remember from the debates with Trump bringing it up to Biden and Biden saying it's and he's it's a lie.
Yeah.
A flat out lie.
Yeah.
Everybody knew it was a lie. The New York Post had that story that was banned from Twitter, which was just outright crazy. That one of the oldest newspapers in the country.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody's going to go back and apologize to them.
No, no one's apologized.
Grocery store workers in California are in discussions to go on strike.
Thousands of grocery store workers in Southern and Central California are deciding on whether to authorize a strike. The vote involves about 47,000 workers who work in hundreds of stores owned by either Kroger or Albertsons. The latest three-year deal ended earlier this month. No agreement was reached before the contract expired. The potential strike would include grocery clerks, meat cutters, and pharmacists. Results of the vote will be released this coming Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.